Good morning. The interesting halacha that is brought down in that the minig for Ashkenazim is that the bracha for when you say Abdullah on your different types of psalmim, you make the bracha of Berei Minei B'Samim. So the Magen Avraham brings from the Shlach HaKadosh that the minig is to say Berei Minei B'Samim no matter what. Why? We know that in general we're supposed to say the appropriate bracha. We're not supposed to just use shahakol for foods. You have to. You're not allowed to do that. So why are we doing that over here? He says because over here we're dealing with people which are not so familiar with the details and they might make a mistake and say atse b'samim when it's supposed to be yisay b'samim or vice versa, and not be yodsay. So it's better they should say the bracha b'samim and avoid the question. So since everybody is making brachas of some by Abdullah, we were Mekhaev, everybody to make the bracha. So then we're going to put in place a approach which works for all people. Reb Karp in his Sefer Hillos Yom B'Yom, he says he would add a second point. There's many, many, many machlokos between the poskim. What to find something as atzei b'samim or isei b'samim. So trying to make the appropriate bracha is going to be very confusing, even for somebody who's knowledgeable. And therefore, the bracha minei b'samim would be the appropriate minig to do in order to avoid any questions about saying the appropriate bracha. Okay. Now, he mentioned the case of lavender. The Chayyim mentioned the case of lavender. Lavender grows on a tree, and we discussed some other things as well. So, does it have to be detached in order to be able to say the bracha? Or do you say the bracha on them while they are still on the tree? So that's clear that the person can still say the bracha. The fact that it's attached to the tree is not a reason why a person would preclude the person from saying a bracha. The person can say the bracha on it even if it's still attached to the tree. However, there is a milan halacha of holding the item in your hand when you make the bracha on it. So that's number one. Number two, we spoke about this idea that it's supposed to be functioning for the purpose of Reyach. So something which functions for the purpose of Reyach, you make a bracha on it. So when you take it in your hands, we mentioned the idea that by definition, that you're designating at that moment, the purpose of it is for the purpose of Reyach. So with the exception of the Chazon Ish, who says by a fruit for achila, you cannot rededicate it for smelling purposes. Mr. Burrow holds that you could, even over there, but something which is not made for eating. So when I take it for the purpose of smelling it, definitely that's my intent. Let's say a person, the chayyim is going to talk about a person walks into a perfume store. Perfumes which you're supposed to make a bracha, and we'll talk about when you do, when you don't. So there, the person's interest is actually not the smell. His interest is they're armored for sale. The purpose is to make money on them. However, the way you make money on them is you walk into the Boisim store, and you smell this gewaldige smell of this thing. It's on geschmack, I'll buy some. So your kavana is for smelling in order to entice the customers to buy something. So that it's functioning for smelling purposes. Well, let's say you have in the back of the store, he has containers of the various different types of spices, etc., which have not been put out. And I decided to go to the back. I start smelling them. I do not make a bracha because they're not omed for the purpose of smell, they're armed for the purpose of selling. Is a tree, can we honestly say about the tree that the tree is armed for the purpose of smell? So the Chazon Ish says, to sort of address that problem, I'm not mechuyev to take it off the tree. Sometimes it's not my right. The tree doesn't belong to me. But by walking over and even if you don't take it in your hand, but by putting your nose there and smelling it, what you're doing is you're designating at that moment that item for the purpose of smell. In a case where you have a garden which is planted for the purpose of for beauty, it wasn't planted for the purpose of smell, or in the case where you have something which is planted for the purpose of you're growing crops to sell for food. So over there, where there is a clear intent in the other direction, it's not for smell, as opposed to a tree which I'm not really thinking about one way or the other. But it was, I planted it because I wanted that these flowers and these things looked very nice over here. Or I planted it because I want to sell it for money, to eat. So in that situation, you need to take it into your hands before you make a bracha on it. And again, always it's appropriate to make it, hold in your hand to make a bracha on it whenever you have an opportunity. It's appropriate to do anyway. Have a good day.